Social Skills Coaching by Patrick King, a Newton Media Group production. Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021. From Patrick King's book, Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. This book is available on Amazon and Audible. You can find it on Audible at bit.ly/using riddles. Brain teasers. The next group of riddles is concerned again with analytical thinking and the work your brain has to do to unravel and tease out a solution from a string of complicated facts. The puzzles that follow rely less on flashes of insight or conceptual leaps and more on raw processing power. In solving them, you will become immediately aware of all the little cognitive shortcuts and assumptions your brain makes, and how these can actually stand in the way of you solving a problem quickly and efficiently. Like the Say My Name riddle, we're asked to look at the problem in a novel way, but in these riddles, there are a host of things we are invited to turn on their heads and look at more closely. Words and their meanings, the way we use tools, and our ordinary understanding of cause and effect. Again, as you read through each one, try to give yourself enough time to answer it before checking the answer. You may surprise yourself and solve it all at once after ruminating over a seemingly impossible puzzle for ages. The Dark Cabin. Let's begin with a riddle that teaches us to approach every new problem or puzzle with a completely fresh mind. Can we look at the riddles in our own life without any preconceived ideas, prejudices, or expectations at all? It's harder to do than you think. Sometimes when we face a challenge or a problem that requires our action, we automatically assume what kind of problem it is, and it's this assumption that narrows down the potential solutions we're willing to consider. The whole point of a problem is that we're unfamiliar with what we're seeing. Those who can truly appraise a puzzle with fresh eyes and no beliefs about the form the answer should take are far more likely to see the way out. Think about this as you attempt the following riddle. You are in a dark cabin, and all you have is a single match in a matchbox, a candle, some newspaper, and an oil stove. The question is, which do you light first? Without you knowing it or having much control over it, your brain has likely already shot off to try to solve the problem in the way it thinks it should be solved. Maybe you're thinking along the lines of, well, if I've only got one match, then I'd better spend it wisely. Which thing will be easiest to light? I could light that thing first and then use it to light the other things to bring light into the cabin, and so on. Why does your brain think this? Because it thinks it's solving the problem. Isn't this what the riddle is asking us, to figure out which is the best thing to light first so that we have the best chance of filling the cabin with light? But read the riddle again and see if this is what it's really asking or if it's merely what we think it's asking. This line of thinking quickly goes nowhere. You could conceivably light any of them. Would it really make a difference which one you chose first? But read the riddle again. Which one do you light first? If you're ready for the answer, it's this. You light the match first. This somewhat frustrating riddle shows us a few clever things. First, that people often rush ahead to solve a problem at a higher level than is strictly necessary. Many of the riddles we've heard require you to take a conceptual step up, as it were. This one, however, ask you to take a step down and simply solve the immediate obvious question staring you in the face. In getting carried away with a higher order problem, we completely miss what the riddle has asked. It's the equivalent of not really reading the question in an exam or assuming that your computer is broken in a complicated way when actually it's just not plugged into the wall. This riddle shows us something else. Often, we actually do find the answer and yet don't know it, making us carry on looking, which is essentially the same as not having the answer. Of course, we know that we have to light the match first. Sometimes, The hardest problems in life are solved by simply reframing them as not problems at all. Sometimes you fret and ruminate over a potential solution and completely ignore the fact that you already know how to fix it. You only dismissed the solution long ago because it seemed too obvious and simple. Finally, this riddle teaches us to check our assumptions. Occasionally, the biggest obstacle to our critical thinking is the fact that we are too attached to old ways of solving problems and habits we've learned from previous problems. We can blame school for teaching us the same tired old formats for problems. The next practical riddle you face, ask if it's actually a problem at all. And if it is the solution a ridiculously obvious one? Have you already solved it without acknowledging you did? We'd like to hear your comments regarding our podcast. Please take a moment, send us your comments or questions to kingpodcast@newtonmg.com or visit bit.ly/pkcomment. Both those links are in the show notes. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you in a few days. That excerpt is from Patrick King's book, Learn to Think Using Riddles, Brain Teasers, and Wordplay. Develop a quick wit, think more creatively and cleverly, and train your problem-solving instincts. This book is available on Amazon and Audible. You can find it on Audible at bit.ly/usingriddles. That link is in the show notes, of course, along with the link to Patrick King's homepage, bit.ly/pkconsulting, where you can request your free copy of his mini ebook on conversational tactics. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time.